to meet a new friend today, Dan Novak. So excited you're here, y'all. Dan is one of our newest staff members here at Sagemont. Not new to Sagemont.
That's right.
But new to staff. You started early September?
Yes, it's 1 month today.
Okay. Actually. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Got to love an anniversary.
Yeah.
So came on staff, and hopefully everybody kind of knows it was this kind of ripple. You were a part of this ripple effect.
Yes.
Jason Ryan moved over to our comms department to be over the website and the app mm-hmm. and digital contact online, which he already was doing in our online groups and all of that. So he moved over to there. Then Justin Carnes, who was in the position you now
yes.
hold, moved into the men's ministry mm-hmm. position, which left his position open,
right.
which was hospitality and membership.
Yes.
And then you came along.
Then I showed up. That's
yay.
Right.
And we're able to jump in and have been doing such a good job. That's a really big position.
Yes. It's, you know, each time I've been able to serve here at Sagemont, whether it's as a deacon on the personnel team, as a director of an iConnect class, you know, anything like that, you kind of get a behind-the-scenes
yeah.
look and just a deeper appreciation for what goes on and what, you know, what it takes
mm-hmm.
To make everything run smoothly. And this is a very big
yes.
behind-the-curtain peek.
And absolutely.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a ton. I mean, yes. it's a big position. So you are over the guest parking lot, first-time
yes.
guest parking lot,
yes.
which is really cool. If you didn't know, we have that. It's
mm-hmm.
so fun. And then when they walk in the door, first-time guests, so the guest host,
yeah.
the people that give out the little orange bags.
Mm-hmm,
if
yeah.
you are a member at Sagemont and you see people with an orange bag, it means it's their first time here at Sagemont. Talk to them, encourage them, help them along their way. I love that we do that
because yes.
it's very easy to spot
yep.
people that are visiting us
yep.
for the first time.
When Pastor Levi says, "Hey, Sagemont, what do we do?" That's everyone.
Yeah,
everyone.
Absolutely. Everyone. And so that, and then, but also...
Membership booth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is I actually was there Sunday and somebody came up and mm-hmm. said, I had somebody ask me how they become a member. What do I do? And Tammy goes, you point them right
That's
there.
Right.
There is a booth to come and mm-hmm. figure out how to start that process
yep.
of becoming a member. Okay. What else?
Greeters.
All the
ushers,
greeters. Okay.
Altar call team and everything has to do with DSL.
There you
Discovery
go.
Sagemont lunch.
There you go. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's lots of volunteers, which let me tell you what. I know we say this a lot, but our volunteers at Sagemont blow me away.
Yes.
Their dedication, their purposefulness,
mm-hmm.
they're going to show up. They're going to do
yep.
a thing. They have ideas. They
mm-hmm.
see places where things could get better, and they'll share it and say stuff. It's just...
Yes. The volunteers have been amazing.
Yeah.
Being out there, being with them, kind of seeing, you know, what it is that they do and how they step up.
Yeah.
And just the joy that they do it with. If I have to ask someone, we need coverage here, we need to move there,
mm-hmm.
most of the time the response is, I'll do whatever you need me to
yeah.
do, which is
yeah.
great. I've seen some volunteers bring their preteens to help be a greeter, which is
Fun.
Awesome to see
mm-hmm.
young people get involved. I've seen guest host, you know, people chase people down because they're afraid they're going to get by them and we might lose
yeah.
track of them. I've
right.
seen some very dedicated volunteers,
yeah.
and it's very encouraging.
It is.
And it's great to see.
They do such a good job. I
yeah.
love it. And your personality is very fit for this position because it very much is a talk to people you've
yes.
never met before and engaging with everybody and having to have a lot of stuff in your head
mm-hmm.
to be able to help and direct and point. And you seem like that is naturally who you are.
I can fake it when I need
That's
to.
That's right.
No,
That's
it's,
what we do. Yeah.
You know, being at Sagemont for a while and asking questions and,
yeah.
and just knowing how friendly everyone is. If I don't know a question, I can very easily bring them with me to go find someone that has the question.
Yeah.
And that's
awesome.
A lot of the mentality of all the volunteers and ones mm-hmm. that serve. The same thing. We're not going to leave you. We're going to take you.
That's right.
Find you the answer that you need.
Yep.
Or we're going to find the person that knows it.
That's right. And
yeah.
get you where you're trying to go. I love that. Okay. So for people to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
Talk about just kind of where you grew up, college maybe. Start there.
Okay. So I am mainly grew up in Ohio. This is, I think, the fifth state I've lived in.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I was born in Florida, moved to Ohio, out to California, back to Ohio, down to Louisiana, over here to Texas. And
wow.
so that's throughout my whole life.
Okay.
So college was in Ohio, and I went to Ohio State and then finished at Bowling Green State University. I played volleyball at both those places.
Okay.
So that's what brought me down to Texas.
Really? Volleyball did?
Yes. I was getting ready to graduate, and I was playing, and I was like, oh, it'd be cool if volleyball could be my career.
Okay.
And I couldn't play professionally, so I was like, maybe I could coach. So sent out a bunch of resumes, and I got a hit at McNeese State University over in Lake Charles, mm-hmm. Louisiana. So that's what brought me down south. So okay. I was the assistant there for a while and got to know the southern culture.
Yes.
Got a job over at Panola Junior College in Texas up near Longview.
Okay.
Then we went back to Natchitoches. I worked at Northwestern State University, and then we moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I knew you as an elementary PE teacher.
Yes.
Because that's the last thing you were doing before you came here. I knew that's what you had done. But I didn't realize that you were a coach. Now, okay, men's volleyball.
Yes.
Indoor court.
Indoor. When I played in college, once I came down, sand volleyball is real big. It's blowing up men's and women's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of the guys I met down here played sand. They didn't play indoor. So then I started playing sand, which was great because I was getting older, and sand's a lot easier on your body than the hardwood. But it was also great because when I went to McNeese, the way I met my wife, Holly, is we got set up on a blind date by one of the guys who came over and played open gym volleyball with us.
Okay, that's so fun.
So we met when I was at Lake Charles at McNeese.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about Holly, but I think it's really cool. Your volleyball career, you just got inducted into Volleyball Hall of Fame or something, right? Yeah.
My high school Athletic Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Yes, fortunately, we had a boys program up there in Central Ohio.
Is that, I guess, North is boys indoor volleyball?
It's pretty big. Ohio, Pennsylvania, it's big. Okay. Indiana, we traveled all those different places and played.
That's so great.
So we have winters up there and snow, so we couldn't play outside.
We don't have those things here.
No, we don't have those problems, no.
That's so cool. Yeah. So that was recently you just got inducted into that.
Yes, that was right before I
started here.
I know we'll get into the story, but it's funny, when this opportunity came up, my wife was telling me about the story of Elijah and Elisha.
Yes.
And Elisha, once he got the tap on the shoulder, he threw a big party and took off. And so with this, it was kind of the same thing. Once my last day at my last job, teaching, like you were saying, was done, we flew to Ohio for the Hall of Fame induction and just to celebrate my new job. We came back, and the next morning was my first day here.
Okay. There you go.
And so that was a fun experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's neat to have that big of a marker.
Yes.
And a big transition. Mm-hmm. I love that. So how long have you and Holly been married?
21 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason in my head, she was from up north too.
No.
Okay.
No. She is a Southern Belle.
Okay.
She's my Texas Southern Belle.
Okay.
And it was kind of the opposite of me.
Okay.
She grew up in the same place, stayed in the same place. Okay. I was moving around like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she moved along with me with all the different jobs, which was great. A great experience for her. It's different for her. I was used to it.
Yeah.
But 21 years.
That's so fun. Yeah. She's wonderful.
Yes, she is.
I know you know this.
Yes.
But she's just one of my favorite people to sit and chat with.
Yeah.
She's just intentional and so kind and encouraging. Yeah. She's really cool. She teaches at Bay Area.
Yes. She's a Bay Area Christian.
Yeah. Yes.
Her second year there.
Yes.
She's been a teacher right when we met. She was just starting teaching, and she's been teaching the whole time.
Okay, which is so fun. And then y'all have a son.
Yes, Danny. He is 12. He's in seventh grade, and he's at Bay Area Christian also.
And doing great and involved in student ministry here and doing all the things.
He enjoys it.
That's great.
God is great. When we came to Sagemont, it was right when we started talking about the student building.
Oh, wow.
And so
okay.
Danny was just born.
Okay.
And so Holly and I were like, this is amazing. And I think it was open for 1 year, and then he was over there, and he's loving it. Yes.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. So what brought y'all to Sagemont?
We got invited. We got invited by someone. We were searching around for a church and got invited, and we came and really enjoyed it. Very warm, welcoming. Brother John was here at the time. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And
that's so good.
Yeah.
I love that. And like you said, y'all have been active members at Sagemont for a long time. You've done lots of things. Like, I met you and Holly because y'all were directors of 180.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of our Connect groups. Mm-hmm. And y'all were doing that. And that's how I got to know y'all. But like you said, you've been a deacon. Y'all have done all the different things serving here, which I think brings such a neat aspect to coming on staff, is you're like, I've been the person serving.
Yes, yes.
I've get that
been
part.
On that end.
Yes, and what that means to have done that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about just your salvation story. Mm-hmm. Like, how'd you come to be walking with the Lord?
So, I grew up Catholic, and, you know, my wife and I would talk often about how, you know, if you were to ask, you know, most Catholics, do you believe Jesus was in fact real? Was he God in the mm-hmm. flesh? Did he die for our sins, rise from the dead? And they would, you know, to a T, probably say yes. Mm-hmm. And so we often had that discussion. And but what was missing was the relationship mm-hmm. part. So her coming with me to a bunch of college volleyball jobs when we first were married, you know, I was on the road a lot, which is kind of why I got out of college coaching.
Yeah.
She got invited to lots of churches, and most of them were a Baptist church. Mm. So she started going to church while I was out and on the road. And so she started her walk long before okay. me. And she'd already been talking with her uncle since high school about it.
Cool.
And so it was a thing where she started praying for me. And I was like, no, we're Catholic. We can't do this, can't do that. And but I wasn't going to church. I had no, you know, relationship right. at all. So I got out of college coaching. I went into teaching so I could have time
right.
to enjoy being a husband, and, mm-hmm. and we were going to have a family and have kids. And so we moved here, and we were both teaching, had the same schedule, just loving right. life. And nothing really makes you really look at your life when a kid is on the way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when Danny was on the way, it just really made me reflect, okay, do I have all my ducks in a row?
Right.
Like, my marriage is strong. I have a good career. We're living in a great place, but just no relation with Jesus at all. And that's what started making me consider, you know, what do I need to do for my son? He's on the way. And it's like, I just have no relationship with Jesus. And I think Jesus took a hold of that little crack in my heart and just never let go.
Yeah.
And when we were looking around for churches, you know, we tried a few, and then we ended up here at Sagemont. And once my yes was on the table to Jesus, it's just always been on the table. And so when we got here, Holly, having been to a Baptist church, you know, I wasn't used to it. We had the worship part. Then she revealed to me there's a connect part.
Right.
So we joined a connect group.
Yeah.
And then we got asked to be directors and so on and so forth. And then there's the grow and the go, you
yeah.
know. And one thing I love about Pastor Levi, put that clear discipleship mm-hmm. path in front of mm-hmm. us, which I love. And back then, it was Holly. Holly
That's awesome.
Had walked that discipleship path and knew it. And so, you know, my yes was on the table, so I just kept going.
Yeah.
And then the more we got to go and be with other people, the more I got to grow and the yeah. more I got to go, you know. And in fact, you're part of that story, too. I don't know
I
if you know this.
No,
yeah.
what?
So when Holly was like, okay, I got to find a good connect group mm-hmm. for me, so, you know, I would stick with it. And she said she talked to you to get some advice onto which class we
okay.
should go. And you narrowed it down to maybe
yeah.
just three or four when she explained the situation.
Right.
And we went with a class,
awesome.
Mosaic. Sam
yes.
Kreitz was teaching it.
Yeah, back in the day.
And it
yeah.
ended up merging with 180
uh-huh.
eventually, like you mentioned. And so, yes, it's just Sagemont's been so good to
That's
us.
Awesome.
God is so good to us.
Yeah.
And Sagemont, just God has been using Sagemont. I just wanted to be a part of it.
I love this.
Anyway.
Gosh, your story is such an encouragement to say yes to the Lord and then keep saying yes.
Yes.
Those next steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we use the term next steps a lot around
mm-hmm.
here, right? Which
yes.
it just kind of flows now, which is amazing. But it's so true. It's every single person has their next step. They're
mm-hmm.
supposed to take. And I love that there is a very clear cut pathway of that becoming a fully functioning disciple
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ. And I love that Levi says, look at worship, connect, grow, and go.
Mm-hmm.
What's the piece that's missing? That's your next step.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that just makes it easy.
Yes.
You know, that
does.
You're not going, what do I do? And what's the deal? And no, it's look at those. What are you missing there?
Mm-hmm.
That's your next step.
Yeah.
Is the next thing to
mm-hmm.
do. So
I
love that. And that's really cool that that's part of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's amazing. So that's beautiful. And then how did you end up? So now we know how you ended up at Sagemont.
Yes.
How did you end up in that chair doing the job you're doing? Like you, like I said, you were a teacher.
Yes.
You enjoyed teaching. You
mm-hmm.
were doing all the, you know, it wasn't like you're like, I've got to do something, you know?
Right.
So how did that door open for you?
So, I felt like, when we were at Sagemont, when Danny was born, we came to Sagemont. I also had just gotten a teaching job, teaching elementary PE. That's what I did before coming here.
Me too. It's the best
it
job.
It is the best. It's fun.
Best and, tan I oh, yeah. ever had.
And the kids love you, too.
Yes. Yeah. You get there, they come and yeah. play. And, oh.
and they'll do what you say, because if they don't, you can't play.
They don't want to sit out yes. of, like, dodgeball.
That's right.
When I was teaching, they yeah. still got to play dodgeball. Did they still get to play
well,
dodgeball? You have
we
to
don't
call it something
it dodgeball,
different.
But, yeah, we can still play. It's but they
the
still ask for it by name, yeah. even though they're too young to
of course
know
they do,
going.
Yeah, because their parents yeah. are like, let's go in the backyard yeah. and let me throw balls at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So I thought, my feet were right where God wanted me to be. And it's funny that, God will remind you that he's in charge.
Yeah.
And, I think we all falter at some point where we think we're in charge. And so I was plugging along, doing just fine. At mm-hmm. the elementary school, we started FCA, Fellowship of Christian
cool.
Athletes,
love
which
it.
For an elementary school is kind of rare.
Right.
And it grew to a few other elementary schools. Like we mentioned Holly and Danny end up going to Bay Area Christian, and I know other people there, and that place is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe I'd end up there, and any chance that maybe I could, it just wasn't in the cards.
Mm.
And it was just, you say a prayer. No is an acceptable answer.
It is, yeah.
Sometimes that's better than wait, no, not yet, or I'll
right.
answer you later.
Mm-hmm.
At least I got an
right.
answer. And so I thought, okay, it's an answer prayer. My feet are right where they needed to be. So then I wasn't really looking.
Right.
And then this position came open, and, I was talked to about it and approached about it, and I prayed about it and talked with Holly and prayed some more, and I think it was just, I just never considered it.
Right.
And I think it was God's reminder of, hey, mm-hmm. I'm in charge, not you. And it was just a relief, because once this position came open and the opportunity came up, it was just like a light bulb went out.
Mm-hmm.
A light bulb went off saying, yes, this is where I want you to go.
Cool.
And so my yes is on the table.
Yeah.
And so I said, all right, let's do it.
That's so
and
great.
So it's been wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad.
Yes.
You seem very, like I already said, you seem very comfortable in it. You you are somebody that will joke around and have a good time. We were in our office. You're upstairs, we're downstairs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and it was a three or four of us standing in my office, like our office suite, talking, and you walked in one door, walked through the middle of all of us, and then turned around and walked out, and I was like, okay. But then Justin, who was there, was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
yeah, he's just getting me back. I walk through his office
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. That's right.
So I love that you have, it seems as though you have felt at ease here,
mm-hmm. yes.
which is really great.
It is. It's wonderful. And one thing that I noticed, coming to work, not just here on Wednesdays and Sundays, is I tell people all the time, it's amazing how anyone I run into, they're the same person on a Tuesday afternoon as they are on Sunday.
That's true.
Like Justin, like you mentioned, Jason Ryan, mm-hmm. Pastor Levi, Wes Holloman, Jonathan Morrison, y'all are the same people
mm-hmm.
on a normal Tuesday afternoon at work than just the same on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful
it's
to
really
see that.
Good.
And it lets me know, hey, I can, be myself
That's
as
right.
well. And
yes.
And it's been great. That's one thing that I've shared with a lot of people. It's like, hey, they're the same.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whenever Pastor Levi first came, people would ask me that. Oh, you work with him. What's he like? I'm like, exactly the
mm-hmm.
same.
He is
the same guy that you see on the stage,
mm-hmm.
in the hallway,
yeah.
in meetings. He is consistently who he is,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
Yeah.
Which is just cool. And it's fun to get mm-hmm. to work at a place like that.
It is.
We are, you and I and all of us are very blessed to get to work at Sage.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. Even on the worst of days, which I don't know if you've had any yet, they'll come. it's just like any other place you work.
Yeah, yeah.
There are hard days and mm-hmm. hard things, but then you stop and go, but look what I'm getting to do.
Yes.
Look what I'm getting to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. So in your time here, that's one thing,
mm-hmm.
getting to meet the team and stuff. What else has been something that you're like, oh, this is cool that I get to be a part of this?
I think also just experiencing being over so much with the volunteers
yeah.
and going out and meeting and being with them. The first Sunday, I just realized, doing all the things that we're asked to do to make the church feel small, like Holly and I mm-hmm. and my family, we do. And it felt small to
right.
us
yeah.
until the first Sunday that I was working and going to different places of the church at different times
mm-hmm.
to say hello to different volunteers and things.
Right.
So it started like, oh, I see the same group of people on our path in,
right.
I take the same path. So I knew them, they knew me, even mm-hmm. knowing a lot of the deacons. But then once it got to the second service and I went to a door I don't normally go to, I start seeing people like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. I've never seen you people before mm-hmm. in my life. And mm-hmm. so it was really fun to get to know them yeah. and say hello. But it's almost like I got to experience and be reminded the reverse, like the church can feel small.
Right.
But it really is a big church.
Yeah.
And so two things. One, it works when you do yeah. the things to make it feel small mm-hmm. and grow those deep personal relationships. But it's a big church. We touch a lot of people. A lot
we
of people
do.
Come through our doors, which is amazing.
We do.
Plus, you know, if you want to get to know new people, change your path.
Park in a different parking
yes,
spot.
You will meet some new people.
It will be a whole yeah, different experience. Go
is.
To a different service.
It
go,
is.
I mean, it really...
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people go, oh, that's... Like, that's not a blessing. And I'm like, no, it really mm-hmm. is that this one place gets to invest in so many different people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, listen, talk about low-hanging fruit. To just park in a different parking mm-hmm. spot and walk into a different door of my church that I've been at for a long time and get the blessing mm-hmm. of meeting and encouraging new people. Like, I don't have to go far
yeah.
to get to be a part of mm-hmm. what the Lord's doing. It's literally here. Just maybe park in a different spot, walk in a different door, and you get like this whole different experience,
yes.
which I think is really great. And it also helps us remember what it feels like to walk into a really big place and yep. everybody doesn't. And you don't feel like mm-hmm. everybody knows you.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I need to make sure I am being that person mm-hmm. for other people.
Yeah,
I love that. And then it also, it's the blessing of, but it can feel like a really small place.
It can.
Like there, it is very possible for this big place to feel... You're small, and it's that whole thing of plugging into life-giving relationships.
Mm-hmm.
There's action, the plugging. There's action
yeah.
that we have to,
mm-hmm.
that we ask people to do. So I love that. And then looking forward,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you're like, I can't even see over the waves. But looking forward, what are the things that you're like, I'm excited about things that are coming?
I mean, really just, really everything. I think with just the church growing, more and more people coming. You know, it's just each aspect is growing. We need more volunteers. We need more people to serve.
Yeah.
We have more new people coming. You know, Discovery Sagemont Lunch, we have a lot more people coming in that aspect.
Yeah.
And so I'm about to get the second one kind of under my belt,
right.
Which is a whole experience in itself. Mm-hmm. But it's great to work with the volunteers leading up to it.
Right.
And then also just meeting brand new people coming from all different directions,
yeah.
whether they're new to the church, but they come from another church, or they're unchurched
That's
and
right.
they're coming. It's
yeah.
really neat to have mm-hmm. all those people in one place, in one room, and get to interact with them and hear their
yeah.
stories and pour into them. And so I think, you know, like with my story, how Holly was my discipleship pathway, she was my map, and now that's kind of like my main job
That's
is
cool.
to be that map. For everyone else.
That's awesome.
Okay, but Holly's mine. Y'all can't have her. But I, you know, get to be a part of that
yeah.
and just the first 5 minutes, try to win that first 5 minutes and welcoming them and
mm-hmm.
making them feel at ease.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, supporting them in any way that we can,
yeah.
trying to figure out where are you on the path and what is your next step and how can we help you get there
right.
and not lose you, you know,
right.
on the way, step to step.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. You really are kind of on the front lines
mm-hmm.
of the wave of people that are coming to Sagemont
mm-hmm.
and wanting to be so purposeful to, hey, we're not just trying to get you through a thing. We want to help you walk through
yeah.
this. And it should change your life.
Mm-hmm.
This should change
yeah.
Change people's lives. And so that's so cool. I love that you're... That is exciting.
That is
it
fun.
Is really, really fun. If somebody was listening today and they're like, oh, I didn't know that they had greeters, or I didn't know what Discover Sagemont Lunch is, or
mm-hmm.
things like that. Are y'all in hospitality specifically always needing more volunteers?
If you want to volunteer, we'll find a spot for you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Love it.
We have some that, you know, they might want to come and serve in a specific spot and they're only available a certain time. We'll make it work. You have some that's like, use me wherever.
Yeah.
Then we can do that too.
I love that. That's one of the cool things about your specific, the ministry that you're over on Sunday mornings, is there is a lot of flexibility
mm-hmm.
for people. And they're like, well, I only have this window, or
yeah.
I only have this amount of time, but
yeah.
there are places like
yeah.
that.
And some
serve.
Of them are only a certain Sunday once a month.
Right.
We have some that serve every Sunday, you know,
yeah.
at one of the three services, but we have some that only serve the second Sunday, second service.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many fun places. If you're looking for a place to serve, hospitality mm-hmm. is a great first step. Getting in there and being able to do that, I think, is super, mm-hmm. super great. And then tell us a little bit, if somebody's watching and they're like, membership, DSL, what is all of that? Just okay. kind of do an overview of that.
So to become a member of Sagemont, three-step process, a profession of faith, and then full immersion baptism, and then a step is the Discovery Sagemont Lunch, which is where we feed you. Doesn't cost anything. Yep. You just come. You hear from Pastor Levi, some of the leadership. You hear about Sagemont, our legacy, our history, the discipleship pathway. And you get to learn all sorts of things about Sagemont. And there's no particular order. I mean, profession of faith has to come before baptism. Right. But there's lots that come to DSL, Discovery Sagemont Lunch, and they haven't made that decision yet.
Right.
And so, or maybe they've made the decision but haven't been baptized yet, mm-hmm. and that's okay. They still come and learn about the church.
Yeah.
And once you complete those three things, then your membership is complete and you're able to serve.
Right.
Because to serve, you have to be a member.
Yeah. The other thing I love about DSL is they really will help you narrow down a good connect group.
Yes.
Kind of like what you're saying I got to do with Holly, which was really fun.
Yes.
But getting to have that conversation mm-hmm. in a slow pace, not Sunday morning where you're like, class has already started or whatever, mm-hmm. but like, hey, let's really, what season are you in? How do you like the Bible? Do you want topical, story, verse mm-hmm. by verse? You know, really getting to ask some of those questions mm-hmm. to help you go, okay, here's the first two I would say try.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have table hosts.
Yes.
So you come and you get to sit with somebody that really will sit and talk through all mm-hmm. of that with you.
Yeah, they can answer questions. They can help direct you. They probably have experience in the Connect classes and throughout Sagemont, everything that we offer, so they can answer questions. And if not, there's a room full of people. Someone's got to know the answer.
That's
we will find the answer
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. I love that. Yeah. And also, it's good. There is childcare for DSL.
Yes.
And which also is good to ask questions about, what does Sagemont have for kids?
Yes.
What does Sagemont have for students?
Mm-hmm.
College, young adult, all those different things. You really can kind of... It's always that making the decision mm-hmm. to join the church. We want you to know as much as you can about Sagemont before you make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be able to be fully engaged with all that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And so DSL is a great place.
It is.
And again, if you're like, I don't know if I want to be a member, I still encourage you, go to DSL.
Because mm-hmm.
that's where you get to ask all the questions to figure that part out.
Yeah.
So it's not once you've just been, this is what I'm doing.
Right,
now
you're not locked
go.
In once you
right.
go. We've had people even finish all three, and they're like, well, I'm still undecided.
Still deciding,
and so
yeah.
I just make a note, and I reach out every once in a while and just pray that if they don't come to us, they go
they're
to a church that follows the gospel. Yeah.
Amen. I love that. So cool. So, y'all, if you have questions about DSL, Dan's your guy. If you are interested in serving in hospitality at all on Sunday morning, Dan's your guy. If you see him on Sunday mornings, which he is out and about, so if you're in the lobby or hanging around, you will see Dan on a Sunday morning here at Sagemont. Go up, tell him thank you, encourage him. He has a big job. It's an important job, but you're doing a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
So we're thank super you. Glad you're here.
I'm so excited to be
it's
here.
It's been super fun
yes.
to have you around.
We
are enjoying it thoroughly.
Thank
so thanks for coming and sharing on Table Talk.
All right, thanks for
we
having
appreciate
me.
It, and we will see you next time on Table Talk.